anyway.
So, welcome in then to this very special Soul podcast. We'll be looking at some music produced for me by Peter Brooker. And in the den with me, I have the one and only DJ Shaft from Valencia. And a very good welcome to you.
Hi there.
And how long have you been DJing?
I'd say about 7 or 8 years now.
Okay, well, we're going to play you some lovely soul music and hope that we get your opinions on some of these tracks that I've got lined up for you, selected for you by my good friend Peter Booker. So stand by.
Yeah, I'm right.
Okay.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Can you dig it?
Okay, the first track we're going to look at is a track by Al Green, and we'll see whether or not DJ Shaft likes this song after we've played Take Me to the River by the Reverend Al Green.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Park, a cousin of mine that's gone on, but we'd like to kind of carry on in his name. I sing.
I don't know why I love you like I do. Cigarette, and I haven't seen how in the hell do yet. I want to know, won't you tell me? I love to stay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take me to the river, washing me down,
I'm with DJ Shaft, and we're looking at the work of Al Green there, Take Me to the River. First and foremost, did you like that?
Great track, great track.
Do you play any of his stuff, Al Green?
Yeah, I've played it from time to time. It's just very difficult, you know, because most of the people nowadays really haven't heard of him. But it's kind of like a strange track for them, because it's not been heard, so they don't know how to dance to it.
Mm. Sixth of 10 children, by the way, so his mum and dad, yeah, obviously, they would probably have liked to have heard people singing, to say the very least. They toured extensively, this is the family, in the mid-50s as the Greens, and they were calling themselves the Green as a group.
Okay.
So what sort of music do you play when you're out in Valencia?
It depends. Completely depends on who comes into the place, you know. Like, I prefer to play obviously 60s, 70s, 80s music, because, in my opinion, that's the best kind of music there that's been for a long time. But obviously nowadays the younger people always want to have a bit of house and things that they hear on the more commercial style radios and.
So if I mean, we're playing these old solid gold tracks from the discos around the 60s, do you recognise a lot of the 60s music, the soul stuff?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously I do, because I had a father who was a DJ who taught me all the good and best tracks as I was growing up. Two older brothers, so they were always listening to all the best tracks. And I kind of learned all my music from them, really.
Okay, well, we go to the next of our tracks for you tonight. This is Curtis Mayfield and a song called Move On Up.
Hush, not child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Just move.
listening to Vince Tracy. You can find Vince Tracy on Facebook, YouTube, MySpace, and Twitter. www.vincetracy.com.
DJ Shaft with me. We're looking at some soul music tonight, and we just played the music of Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up. So how did that one grab you?
Amazing. Talk about soul, that is a classic.
Did you ever know any of his earlier songs with the Impressions, or just that particular one, or did you have any other favourites of his?
Oh, that's his most famous, I suppose, yeah. What you'd hear. But I've heard a lot of his other stuff as well. It's just a great artist, isn't he?
Tell me a little bit about people going out in Valencia. Do they go out looking for soul music, would you say?
I wish they did. I think just nowadays people, like I said, house and electro music is the biggest music for people go out really looking for. But then the bad thing about it is that they can't really dance to that kind of music. You know, it's kind of like hypnotic, and everyone kind of stands there shaking their heads, and that's about as much as you get. And it's just, it's not, and there's nothing like when, you know, you go to a good soul night, like in England, you'd go to a big funk night and everybody is expressing themselves on the dance floor in different ways and nobody really cares. In a house night, if you dance a little bit different than somebody else, you know, you're kind of like left on your own to look stupid, you know?
Okay, we're moving on with our next track, which just happens to be George McRae. Started out with his missus, but I think he found more success with this one. On his own, Rock Your Baby, George McRae. In the studio with me, on the podcast, from Valencia, DJ Shaft.
You're damn right.
Well, that was pretty obviously a track that you know. Is it one that you particularly like?
I love it. I'd love to be able to play that in places in Valencia. It's just, like I said, it's the kind of one where if you put on it, you're not too sure if the people are going to dance or they're just going to kind of stand at the bar and look at you, you know.
So who are the people that you're playing mainly today? What sort of names would you be looking for?
Well, if I was playing 70s soul music, I mean, I'd have to use, obviously, James Brown, the Sugar Hill Gang, you know, Stevie Wonder, those kind of names with people still, you know, between the ages, I don't know, 25 and upwards, still, you know as household names. But I know the more obscure people who, obviously, English people, American people would know, Spanish people is really...
Oh, I'm with you.
Got here, you know?
Mainly Spanish. I forgot to ask you that. So, what percentage would you say would be knowing the English music, if you like?
Well, like I said, depends what English music, how deep you want to go. Like, everyone would know something like by James Brown, but by, you know, Curtis Redding or those kind of people, you're probably talking about, I don't know, if you're lucky, 10%.
Okay, let's move on. Let's try with the Blackbirds next. And Walking in Rhythm. How did you feel about that one?
I really like that. It's the first time I've heard it, actually.
I used to get a lot of satisfaction of going and buying new stuff that people had never heard before.
Yeah.
And sometimes, I mean, you know, if you're going to start thinking about maybe making people come to you because you're the only person that's got this music, I know we built something from nothing because at the time, you know, funky music was just coming in and a lot of people didn't know what to expect. Do you play this band much?
Yeah, a lot, a lot, a lot. This is, yeah, a classic.
Huh? Yeah. Do you know what country they're from?
I'm guessing they're from... I'm not too sure, from...
Would you go for Scotland?
Well, I wouldn't, but is that where they're from?
It is Scotland.
Oh, God.
It is, of course, the Average White Band, and they pick up the pieces. Looking at the soul music selected by Peter Brooker on this particular podcast, and with me from Valencia, DJ Shaft. Now then, you obviously like the Average White Band. Is that something you could play and get away with it?
Oh, I was just thinking about that. It's the thing when you're a DJ, you must know yourself, is whenever you hear a song, you kind of think when and how can you put that into your set? And I think that would be a difficult song because, you know, at the beginning of the night, if you put a song like that, and you know it's a classic, but you don't know who's coming in, you don't know if they're going to like it, and you're not really wanting to get people dancing. But then, you know, it also depends if you're doing it just a 70s night, because then people go there and everyone knows that song. It's the kind of song you put in, you know, when everyone's really, really dancing, and everyone obviously knows their 70s stuff, you drop that one, and then everybody enjoy it. But it's kind of like hit and miss, I think.
Of course, it's always been hard work to be in the front playing the new songs, and if you think about it, the problem really is there's a lot of radio stations now, but they're not playing new music. They're not. No, it's they're true. They're not looking for something different. So
it's very true. It's very true. I think it's very important that people have got to be, you know, I say pioneers, ambassadors of new music, of course. Otherwise, we're just going to have the same old rubbish, which really, nowadays, we've just got the same sound coming out for maybe the last, I don't know, 9 years, I'd say. That's the great thing about the 70s sounds. It was all so instrumental and vocal and so different, but it was all such a, I don't know, a good move, a good groove, shall we say.
Now, what about at the beginning of the night, is it now the same as it used to be for me? You'd get all the girls who'd come in early and then the lads tend to come in later, or does that not seem to work that way?
Like, again, Spain is completely different. It's so different to England. That would probably be the way in England, you know, the bars would do the offers of the cheap girls, the girls would get free drinks, and then the guys would follow the cheap drinks and where they would see where the girls are. But in Spain, everyone's having dinner until 12 o'clock. So nobody's going really to the bars dancing until about 2:30.
Okay, here's a track you should probably have heard. Do you know it?
Let me listen to it a little bit more.
See how I'm walking.
Yes, of course.
See how I'm talking. Notice everything in me. Feel the need. Oh, feel the need in me. I need you by my side to be my guide. Can't you see my arms are open wide? Sweet, sweet love, I'd rather die. I need it constantly. Your love takes care of me. Your love is better to me than apple pie. Just put your hands in mine. Love me all the time to prove you will plainly see. Feel the need. Oh, feel the need in me. I need you on the case. You make me what I need to be. Ooh, feel the need. Oh, feel the need in me.
Jay Shaft with me, and we're looking at some lovely soul music. The choice of the music has been Peter Brooker's. Thank you, Peter, for doing this for me. I know the tracks are beautiful. We used to have girly music, and then you'd get some stuff the boys would only like. Do you still get that?
Yes, definitely. I think that's never going to change all the way through time. And there's definitely stuff we would call cheesy, and that would be the girls' music, and then we've got stuff which would say hardcore, which would be called the blokes' kind of like, you know, cool music. But I think deep down, many of the blokes like the cheesy music as well, but they just wouldn't admit it to you.
Give me an example of cheesy music, because that's difficult, because cheesy used to mean something maybe a bit different for me.
Cheesy would mean, okay, we go back to, like, you know, we're talking about house music, and at the moment is really the fashion. And you talk about maybe David Guetta, is one of the biggest DJs at the moment, and he used to be quite successful and not as popular, but now he's gone commercial, he's got a couple of albums out, and he's had to change his sound quite a lot, and it's, like I said, it's just gone more commercial, and those kind of sounds really are the kind of girls' ones now. Like, he's done a remix of the Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling, and that's all the girls get up and they jump around, and they love that song, but the blokes kind of think it's too cheesy for them, and they sit by the bar and kind of enjoy watching the girls dance.
Would you say this was cheesy?
I wouldn't call it cheesy, I call it great, but obviously it's just difficult to play. I mean, you only think of girls and guys dancing together, slow dancing, you know. I just don't know if I'll be able to play in any of the places I play.
I'll look for a nice slowie after this. Jackie Wilson. Okay, first question, of course, is, did you like that one?
Love them all. Love them all.
Okay. Obviously, things change over the years. How does the slowies thing work with you? Is it early in the night or late at the night?
Kind of non-existent at the moment. I don't know. I don't know. That sounds really bad to say, but I think, at least my generation, we don't really have any slowies anymore. We don't have any slowies. Even if you're lucky, maybe at the beginning of the night as it's warming up, but then, like I said, it's difficult because unless you put on some dancing music quick, you might lose the people coming in.
So you're not having to build a little period of time when you know you've got to play some slowies for people. You don't have to sort of worry about that?
There's no slowies, no, really. I wouldn't even just speak on my set. I'd say anywhere you go, like I said, we're talking about Spain, so everybody's finishing dinner and going into places at 1:30, 2 o'clock. So there's no real time for slowies. People just want to get dancing because they've got a very short window to, you know, before they have to go home.
What sort of time frame are we talking about normally?
Okay, well, imagine, you know, in England, everyone goes to the bars, and then only, you know, it depends if you want to go clubbing.